Thanks so much, Greg. I'm backstage with our wonderful soloist, Veronica Eberle, after her beautiful performance. Congratulations, Veronica.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to meet you. You're a fresh face to American audiences and Philadelphia audiences in particular. Tell us a little bit about your background, your training. You grew up in southern Germany, right?
Indeed, I did. I was born in southern Germany in Bavaria. And I studied with Anna Chomachenko for many, many years in Munich, and she was sort of my main teacher. And then, of course, the older you get, the more influences you get from other conductors and persons you're playing and working with. So I was very lucky to have people like Sir Simon Rattle and Heinz Holliger, and also Yannick, who supported me and with whom I could work and learn from.
Tell me a little bit about your parents. Were they musicians?
No, absolutely not. They are doctors, both of them, actually. I'm coming from a totally doctor family. But funnily, both of my brothers as well became musicians. So my generation from this family all became musicians, and we just started to love this music and went very deeply into it.
You play with such freedom and with such heart. And that must have been something that Sir Simon Rattle recognized in your playing when you were just 16 years old. Describe a little bit about your debut at the Salzburg Festspielhaus 11 years ago when you were 16, if you can remember back then.
Of course I can. I mean, it was a big, big moment in my life and in my career, of course. It was a very, very, very special occasion for me. I knew Simon, I got to know him already 2 years before, actually. I played for him also in Salzburg. I was lucky to get some time from his tight schedule. And since then, we were in steady contact, and I was playing for him. We were working. And then actually, it was short notice that I jumped in for Thomas Quasthoff. And it happened that 2 weeks before, I came back from school at lunchtime, and on my mobile box, there was a message from Simon. And he said, like, look, in 2 weeks, we would love to have you there to play the Beethoven Violin Concerto with us. Would you be up for it? And of course I was. I was just so excited and so honored. And well, from the first moment this orchestra started to play, it was only heaven. It was really paradise for me.
How do you handle the pressure and the attention and keeping your concert schedule so clear in your mind and what you have to do? What are some of your strategies?
Well, I'm lucky to have a wonderful manager, Gaetan Ludewilek at Ascona's Hold, and he's kind of my barking dog who keeps away too much of anything. So I'm a person who likes to run slowly, as Simon once told me to do. Which means, like, I learn a lot, I study a lot, I go for a lot, and then these wonderful orchestras and conductors come and you are happy to do music with them, and it's just a pleasure and great luck which happens to you. So I think the solution for me is always that the music is what matters, nothing else. And it's the greatest pleasure when Concertgebouw Amsterdam or London Symphony Orchestra, all these wonderful orchestras, or also here, Boston Symphony, or now the Philadelphia, those are dreams, and those dreams come true more and more, every year more, and that just makes me fly.
Well, you're obviously doing something right. Let's talk about the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto that you just played. It's one of the most popular masterpieces in the repertoire, but what makes it still so fresh to listen to and still so fresh to play?
I think it's one of the really greatest masterpieces, as you mentioned, and there are so many little details in it. So there's every time you play it is something new to discover. And for this time when Mendelssohn wrote in 1845, it was really like he did so many new things into a violin concerto, which was never done before. For example, that like right at the beginning, the violin starts after only a few chords from the orchestra, the violin starts with the main theme, which never happened before. Or also that the cadenza happens to be right in the middle, where always it was more at the end of the first movement. So he did a lot of these new things, which makes it always special and keeps it special. And for me, it's, I read a book about it, and Mendelssohn himself wrote about the piece that he wants to write a violin concerto which gives the angels in heaven joy. And I always feel this of this concerto. I think he was in a very happy mood. Although, of course, in music, there are always both sides. There's not only happiness, there's also something else in it. But you feel all these fairy stance. And to play with the Philadelphia Orchestra, it's just a huge, huge joy because it's chamber music in a concerto.
Veronica, your playing is so gorgeous. And it was such a pleasure to meet you and speak with you. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.